Have you ever been sunburned? I remember as a child a few times being burnt red raw, and my mother would pour olive oil on my skin to soothe the pain. That oil absolutely was the most wonderful remedy. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So over the last few days, we've been following along with Israel at a time when, through their own sin, God visited a plague of locusts and a severe famine upon their land. It was terrible. But God's purposes in our suffering are always, always redemptive. So through the prophet Joel, he spoke of the good times to come if only his people would turn back to him. Joel chapter 2 verses 26 and 27, "You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel and that I, the Lord, am your God and there is no other." But that's not all, not by a long shot, because there was an even greater blessing that God had planned for his people, that God still has planned for his people today. Verses 28 and 29. "Then afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female slaves in those days, I will pour out my spirit." Friend, listen to me. When we choose to repent of our sins, when we earnestly turn back to God, he will pour his spirit out on us like a healing balm, even on the least of the least. That's his word, fresh for you today. Perhaps you find yourself today in a difficult spot, feeling that you're the least of the least. Well, here's some good news, because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever needs you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.